The Philadelphia Eagles will be the host team for the NFL's first regular season game in Brazil, kicking off the 2024 season on Friday, September the 6th. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the game during his news conference at the Super Bowl site in Las Vegas yesterday. It'll be the first Friday game on the NFL's opening weekend in 54 years. The Eagles will play in São Paulo against an opponent to be named. The game will be played at Corinthians Arena, which was used in both the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Olympics. It'll be one of five international games in 2024. The Super Bowl teams met the media yesterday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says his father is doing good after his arrest for driving while intoxicated. Mahomes was otherwise tight-lipped about the situation, calling it a family matter. Mahomes will try to lead the Chiefs to their second straight title and third in five seasons when they play the San Francisco 49ers Sunday evening. He says the team is ready to go despite going through a rough late-season stretch.
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys because no matter what the outside world said, they still believed and they still worked hard and they strive to be great, and that's all you can ask for is guys that I see the talent. I know they can make the plays, and if you continue to work at it every single day, then your fortunes are going to turn, and that's what's happened, and you've seen it in this playoff run, man. We got the guys to get to the game, we got the guys to win it, and now they just got to go out there and prove it.
As for the 49ers, Brock Purdy went overtime on Super Bowl opening night. The 49ers' second-year quarterbacks began by saying he's ready to spoil Taylor Swift's trip to Las Vegas and finished up by remaining at the microphone to answer questions for several minutes after the media extravaganza concluded. Purdy gave thoughtful answers, posed for pictures, and even signed an autograph while taking questions for about 65 minutes. He also said he couldn't name any of the 16 quarterbacks picked ahead of him in the 2022 draft. The Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, is already making changes. Passing game coordinator Greg Williams and inside linebackers coach Kirk Olivadotti won't be returning to the Packers' sidelines next season. And defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery is also reportedly out. Montgomery interviewed with the Patriots last week. Olivadotti has taken a job in Seattle. Hafley is bringing along one of his assistants from Boston College. Defensive line coach Vince Ogabazi will be taking the same job with Green Bay. Former Vikings backup quarterback Sean Mannion is joining the staff as an offensive assistant. Mannion just ended his 9-year playing career with the Seahawks and had previous stints with Minnesota and the Rams. In his last game with the Vikings, Mannion filled in for Kirk Cousins and almost rallied them to a win over the Packers in the next-to-last game of the 2021 season. In this week's men's college basketball top 25, Connecticut holds on to the top spot, followed by Purdue, North Carolina, Kansas, and Houston. The fourth-ranked Jayhawks were beaten by Kansas State last night in the 300th matchup of their storied rivalry. Marquette moved up to 7th, and the Badgers fell to 11th, one spot behind Illinois. In the hockey polls, Wisconsin stayed at number 4 in the men's rankings behind Boston College, North Dakota, and Boston University. The Badgers had a loss and a tie against the 8th-ranked Gophers over the weekend. In the women's poll, Wisconsin is number 2 behind Ohio State after a sweep of St. Cloud State. The Badgers host the Buckeyes to close out the regular season in 2 weeks. NBA tonight, the Bucks close out their Western road trip in Phoenix against the Suns. Airtime is 8:30 over on AM 1240 96.5 FM WJMC, and the Timberwolves play the Bulls in Chicago. The Brewers have agreed to terms with former Giants pitcher Jacob Junis, who will join the mix competing for 3 starting rotations jobs behind Freddie Peralta and Wade Miley. Junis pitched in 40 games for the Giants last season, going 4-3 with a career-best 3.87 ERA. He was the starting pitcher in 4 of those games. In a separate move, the Brewers traded reliever Ethan Small to the Giants. Small had DH designated for assignment last week after the Corbin Burns trade. Heading up our high school sports scoreboard from last night, a clash between the leading teams in the Middle Border Conference and the Heart of the North Conference in boys hoops. Prescott beating Cameron 75-45. Winter all over Prairie Farm 90-61. Gunner Gruel of the Warriors, the state's leading rebounder, 28 boards last night. And in boys hockey, Ashland beats the Northwest Icemen 9-3. Likewise, the Blizzard over Spooner. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.